Coming to you from Australia, it's Idiot Box Radio. Please welcome the hardest working type 2 diabetic in podcasting. It's Idiot Box Radio with your host, Tori.
Hey there, folks. I'm Tori. You're not. Welcome to Idiot Box Radio. It sounds like such a lackluster way to start a show, but I just want to state a fact and tell you some truths. While I'm kicking it over here, baby pop, like the Beastie Boys did, and let all the fly skimmers feel the beat. Drop. I just want to keep singing the song then, but I won't, because at the end of the day, you want to hear stories of adventure, of old-fashioned daring do. The do is daring, and I don't want to take up too much of your time. If you've never listened to the show before, I'm Tori, Idiot Box Radio, and I am welcoming you to my world, the world where your eardrums get invaded by the sound of my dulcet tones, the fucking dulcet tones of the doyen of podcasting, the old man of podcasting. You may be looking at low episode numbers, but I have been around forever, like, yay, verily, a god of the fucking microphone with hundreds of shows under my belt and a lack of technology underlying every single one of them. So I hope this finds you well, but I will wax lyrically when I feel so inclined, because at the end of the day, your time's important to me and I don't take that for granted. So I remove every single breath that I take.
Every move you make, I'll be watching you.
Thanks, Sting. It's amazing all of the special guests that I do get on the show. Like just then, you heard Sting, my mate Sting from down the street. Thanks for singing on that, mate. And in the last show, we had Gandalf. So you never know just who may be appearing on an Idiot Box Radio, but let's just say that less is more, because less is the word I meant to say just before. That was all rhymed. I liked it. Now, we are a society of fat people. Let's just put it down to that. I'm looking down at my belly right now. I can pat it. See that? Or you didn't, because it's audio. Sorry. You heard that, though. I padded that to let you know that there is a belly there. And I was thinking about this. We are the fattest that we've ever been, you bunch of fat fucks, myself included. And it is society. It's the ability to just fucking get stuff quickly. It's the fact that the government does not give a fuck. They sell fast food cheaper than what you can prepare a fucking healthy meal for. So it's just as easy for the fucking tubby fucking buddy butts in this world to go off to a fast food restaurant and drive through. One of the things that does bother me, though, is the half-ass attempts that these fast food restaurants, surely they've got a small duty of care, or do they really? That's the question I want to put out there on this particular day and age of storytelling. And that is simply that, do fast food restaurants have a duty of care to their consumers, other than the fact they shouldn't lie about what is in the fucking food? Now, we all know this is deep fried shit for the most part, unless you're doing a healthy choice option, in which case they should be able to clap and tell you things like one of those creepy monkeys that smashes cymbals together in the middle of a fucking horror movie with its eyes glowing red as its frayed fur falls even more apart as it bashes away its symphony of death. I don't know what I was doing there, but I fucking liked it. In any case, we've got, this is the thing that bothers me, and being the man of indignation and fighting the good fight for the little guy, I want to know just what the fuck is going on when recently we've had a spate of the bigger food chains declaring that there is real chicken in their food that is labeled to be a chicken product. What the actual fuck, you bunch of liars? What the fuck was in there beforehand if all of a sudden you're getting excited saying, now I've got real fucking chicken in my food? Henry the chicken wouldn't be happy with that. I'm not necessarily happy with the fact that you've lied. I'm very sorry, Henry. If you haven't met Henry before, let me call him to you. Hey, Henry. Fucking chicken. Thank you, mate. Okay, so Henry is a star of the show. He's a fucking star of your life, and he is a chicken. That won't stop me from eating his brethren, but it won't also stop me from putting him on the show, because even chickens need to have a voice on Idiot Box Radio. Why are these places saying, hey, when you're slapping down your fucking shit food down your fucking throat, I just want you to know there is chicken inside that chicken, chickity chick burger. Whereas previously it was fucking cow gut mixed with fucking sawdust. And that's the problem. If these things maintain a certain amount of credibility, then they're allowed to throw them down your head and class them as food, and then that thing just becomes a name. So even though it's called a chicken burger, that may just be a fucking trademark name for a fucking burger. We've got real chicken in our food. Well, you fucking should have had that the whole time, you fucking dopey cunts. Did you know, fast food friendly fact, unless I'm wrong and this has changed, but the stuff that's in the fucking frozen ice cream, like the Dairy Whip shit that they fucking give you when you order like a sundae or a storm or anything like that, a McFlurry, it used to be cow tripe. Cow tripe was one of the major ingredients. You don't know what tripe is. It's actually cow stomach. So whilst you're having your vegan options, just rest assured that you're also eating cow gut. And jelly also contains, well, maybe it doesn't anymore, but back in the old days, it contained horse hooves, which was the main ingredient in gelatin. So we've been smacking meat down our heads, even when it tastes like raspberry jelly, you've been smashing down horse. It's a no wonder that people say, I just said it sounded like me being Mario then, but it's no wonder that kids go fucking berserk after are having a little bit of raspberry in their diet because they've just smashed down food that was a horse and now they feel like going for a canter. But at the end of the day, we're going to look at this. We're going to explore it in far more detail over the coming weeks, months, and years. And whilst I'll probably never visit this topic again because it served its purpose for today, I still want you to think about it. And I'm going to throw a final thought at you as well. When you finish in the shower, do you step straight out or do you dry off in the shower so as more water goes down the pipe and back into the water system? Just a thought. Putting it out there. Idiobox Radio out.